The fourth decad, husband and father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus says, the husband is to be the head, but not the despot, of the wife, of the children, and of the servants. And at the same time, he is to be the king, the true king, in the biblical sense of the word. Matrimony is intended, besides procreation, for the elevation and comfort of man and woman. It is a duty, a ministry. It is not a bargain, not sorrow, not debasement of either husband or wife. It is love, not hatred. The head of the family, therefore, must be just, without excessive hardness or pretensions, and without excessive compliance or weakness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, the wife of Joseph's brother Alphaeus, reminisces to Mary about Joseph before his betrothal. With sparing use of words and food, because he had always practiced all other self-restraint, Joseph spent that time working and praying. I believe that every hammer stroke and every chisel mark became a prayer, if it is possible to pray while working. His face was enraptured. I used to watch him working in the kitchen garden and in the house, making them as beautiful as if they had never been neglected. And I used to speak to him too, but he was engrossed in thought. He used to smile, not at me or anybody else, but at a thought of his that was not the thought of every man about to get married. He seemed to smile at the invisible angels of God, to speak to them and to consult with them. Oh, I am sure they told him how to treat you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria Valtorta writes, I see my little Jesus, a little child about 5 years old, playing with some earth in the little kitchen garden. He makes little heaps with it, and on top he plants little branches as if he were making a miniature forest. And with little stones, he builds little roads. And then he would like to build a little lake at the foot of his tiny hills. He therefore takes the bottom part of an old pot, buries it up to its brim, and fills it with water from a pitcher. But the water runs out of the chipped pot, which is probably also cracked, and the lake dries up. Joseph appears at the door. For some time he stands very quietly, watching the work of the child, and he smiles. Then he calls him. Jesus turns around, smiling, and when he sees Joseph, he runs towards him with his little arms stretched out. Joseph dries the little soiled and wet hands with the edge of his short working tunic, and he kisses them. And then there is a sweet conversation between the two. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus explains that he wanted to make a lake like the Lake of Gennesaret. This was Tiberias, there was Magdala, over there Capernaum. This was the road that led to Nazareth, going through Cana. He wanted to launch some little boats on the lake. These leaves are the boats. And he wanted to go over to the other shore. but the water runs away. Joseph watches and takes an interest, as if it were a very serious matter. He then proposes to make a small lake the following day, not with an old cracked pot, but with a small wooden basin well coated with pitch and plaster, in which Jesus would be able to launch small, real wooden boats, which Joseph would teach him how to make. Just then, he was bringing Jesus some small working tools suitable for him, that he might learn to use them without getting tired. "So I'll be able to help you," Jesus says, smiling. "So you will help me, and you will become a clever carpenter. Come and see." And they go into the workshop. Joseph shows him a small hammer, a tiny saw, some very small screwdrivers, and a plane suitable for a doll. They are all lying on the bench of a budding carpenter, a bench suitable for little Jesus' size. And Joseph says, "See, to saw, you must put this piece of wood like that. You then take the saw like that, and making sure that you do not catch your fingers, you start sawing. Try." The lesson begins, and Jesus, blushing with the effort and pressing his lips together, saws the piece of wood carefully and then planes it. And although it is not perfectly straight, he thinks it is nice. Joseph praises him and with patience and love teaches him how to work. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary comes and looks in at the door. Joseph and Jesus do not see her because she is behind them. The mother smiles, seeing how zealously Jesus is working with the plane, and how loving Joseph is in teaching him. But Jesus must have sensed her smile. He turns around, sees his mother, and runs towards her, showing her the little piece of wood which is not yet finished. Mary admires it, and she bends down to kiss Jesus. She tidies up his ruffled curls, wipes the perspiration on his hot face, and listens to him with loving attention. Jesus promises to make her a little stool so that she would be more comfortable when working. Joseph, standing near the tiny bench with one hand resting on his side, looks and smiles. I have been present at the first working lesson of my Jesus, and all the peace of this holy family is within me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says, "They say that Joseph was my foster father. Never did a pupil have a kinder teacher. From him I learned everything that makes a man of a child and a man who is to earn his own bread. By lowering my divine intellectual perfection to that of a human intellectual perfection, I submitted myself to having a man as my teacher and to the need of a teacher. Not even now that I am in heaven can I forget the happy hours I spent beside Joseph, who, as if he were playing with me, guided me to the point of being capable of working. Families should learn so much from the perfection of this couple who loved each other as nobody else ever loved. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph was the head of the family. Whatever he decided to do was well done. His word was our little law. And yet, how much humility there was in him. his spouse with his sweet adviser, and if, in her deep humility, she considered herself the servant of her consort, she drew light from her wisdom of full of grace to guide him in all events. And I grew like a flower protected by vigorous trees between those two loves that interlaced above me to protect me and love me. Finally, I would like to draw the attention of parents to how Joseph made a clever workman of me. As soon as I was old enough to handle tools, he started me working, and he made use of my love for Mary as the means to spur me to work. I was to make useful things for Mother. That is how he instilled the respect which every son should have for his mother. And the teaching for the future carpenter was based on that respectful and loving incentive. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria Valtorta describes the death of Joseph. Mary is crying with her face bent down on the blankets stretched on Joseph's body, which is now getting cold. Jesus hastens to comfort him because Joseph is breathing with great difficulty and his eyes are growing dim. Jesus prays a psalm. Happy the man who fears the Lord and joyfully keeps his commandments. His righteousness will last forever. For the upright, he shines like a lamp in the dark. He is merciful, tender-hearted, virtuous. The just man will be remembered forever. His justice is eternal, and his power will rise and become a glory. And Jesus says, You, Father, will have that glory. I will soon come to take you with the patriarchs who have preceded you to the glory which is waiting for you. May your spirit rejoice in my word. Jesus prays some more, and then he says, Go, Father. May my blessing accompany you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus has raised his voice to reach the heart of Joseph, who is sinking into the mists of death. His end is near. He is panting very painfully, and Mary caresses him. Jesus sits on the edge of the little bed, embraces him, and draws to himself the dying man who collapses and passes away peacefully. The scene is full of a solemn peace. Jesus lays the patriarch down again and embraces Mary, who at the last moment, broken-hearted, has gone near Jesus. Jesus says to Maria Valtorta and to us all, Learn, you who are crying. Learn, you who are dying. Learn, you who are living to die. Endeavour to deserve the words I said to Joseph. They will be your peace in the struggle of death. Learn, you who are dying, to deserve to have Jesus near you, comforting you. And if you have not deserved it, dare just the same, and call me near you. I will come. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Nearing the time of his passion, Jesus is saying goodbye to his friend, Joseph of Arimathea. Goodbye, Joseph. Be just. Just like him who was my guardian for so many years and who was capable of every renovation to serve the Lord his God. If he were here among us, oh, he would teach you how to serve the Lord perfectly, to be just, just, just. He would have spoken the words that he used to utter when anything painful weighed heavily on us. Let us raise our spirits. We shall meet the yes of God, and we shall forget that it is men who grieve us. And let us do whatever is burdensome, as if the Most High presented it to us. In this way, we shall also sanctify the least things, and God will love us. Oh, he would have said so to comfort me in suffering the deepest sorrows. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.